CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. U.S. officials tell CBS News a limited attack from both Hezbollah and Iran could come with virtually no warning in the Middle East. Our Charlie Daggett has the latest now from the Pentagon.
The concern here is whether Hezbollah and Iran will be in league, if Hezbollah is going to attack first or Iran will attack at about the same time. Because if they go full tilt like that, that will overwhelm Israel's famed defense systems. You can expect an escalation from Israel. That's what everybody's trying to avoid.
The U.S. says it sent more military aid to the region as tensions there escalate. The State Department says it's also keeping an eye on Iranian hackers after a cyber breach of the Trump campaign. Spokesperson Vedant Patel.
These latest attempts to interfere in U.S. elections are nothing new for the Iranian regime, which from our vantage point has undermined democracies or attempted to for many years now.
A similar breach happened to Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. The estate of late soul singer Isaac Hayes is threatening to sue the Trump campaign now for copyright infringement for using his song Hold On, I'm Coming at rallies without permission. Hayes wrote that for Sam and Dave back in the 60s. Celine Dion also slammed Trump this weekend for unauthorized use of one of her songs. Another earthquake has shaken up Los Angeles today. This one, a 4.6 magnitude tremor in Highland Park, one of dozens of aftershocks following last week's 5.2 magnitude quake near Bakersfield. Crews in Texas are tearing down the site of the deadliest church shooting in the U.S., where 19 people were killed back in 2017.
After years of legal debate and restraining orders, the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs is finally coming down. Some of the survivors and families of those killed fought to keep the church as a memorial sanctuary. Attorney Sam Pugate represented them.
The other side's accused us of opening wounds. I don't think my clients would have gone through with this if their wounds weren't still open.
Church leaders did vote for the demolition. A new church was built next door in 2019.
That's reporter Chris Fox. In South Florida today, new safety measures held up the first day of school. CBS Miami reporter Terry Hornstein's in Pembroke Pines.
For the first time, students at all 32 Broward County public high schools are passing through metal detectors to start their day.
It's good for safety, but it's not very fun waiting.
Superintendent Howard Hepburn.
As the days go by, it'll get more efficient.
He says on this first day, a good reminder.
As I walk up to the metal detectors, kids are starting to take the electronic devices out of their bags that they should not have when they should take them out way before.
The school expects lines to be shorter later this week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two people were rescued from a fire on Green Street in Racine early yesterday. It caused about $35,000 in damages, and the two people rescued from a front porch roof were not injured. There are reports today the groundhog got out. In a strange incident yesterday on State Street in Racine, a 52-year-old man was bitten by a groundhog and attempted to hold on to the animal. As rescue teams tried to intervene, a bystander with a suitcase helped secure the groundhog. The 65th Assembly District primary features Democrats Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood competing for the nomination following Todd Onstad's retirement. DeSmit has Onstad's endorsement, while Flood focuses on transparency and reform. A proposed 0.5% sales tax in Racine County aims to generate additional revenue for property tax relief. 51% of the tax revenue allocated would be for that purpose. Public hearings will be held next month to discuss the proposal. And tomorrow is the partisan primary election, where voters can choose candidates from one of five political parties listed on the ballot. Officials remind voters that selecting candidates from different parties will invalidate their votes. You can request a new ballot if you make a mistake. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Browns 23-10 over the weekend. At halftime, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley challenged his players they needed to make a turnover in the second half. Rookie safety Evan Williams out of Oregon did just that, coming up with a forced fumble early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it felt great. Really just play fast, use our instincts, and yeah, just fly around. I mean, that's what I had the most fun with today. I felt like fly around, and you know, and coach always preaches that. Just the jobs aren't that difficult. Run to the ball and just do your job, we're going to be successful.
Baseball. The Brewers open an important series tonight against the Dodgers. LA in first place in the NL West. The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds Sunday. But D.L. Hall was back on the mound. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher.
Now, if the Brewers just go 500 for the rest of the schedule, they would finish with 90 wins this season. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to a low around 60. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Couple of showers and storms possible Wednesday, a high in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Thursday, high mid 70s. Right now it's 80.
The beat goes on. Beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a man in Argentina was being chased by police after stealing money and other belongings from a woman sitting in a parked car. He might have gotten away by jumping in the lake, but the guy forgot he couldn't swim. Had to be rescued by those cops. Here's the guess who.
These eyes cry every night. Arms long to hold you.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say, you
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently, Don Rosen spoke with Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine on The Morning Show, and Mike shared this very interesting story about apples.
What was the story at Yasakoon Valley? I can't remember what I was reading.
You were reading about a rare heirloom apple.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's right.
The apple man.
Yeah.
So there's a farm at Coon Valley, as we just mentioned, is in that ridge and coulee country, the Driftless region over toward La Crosse. It's not far from La Crosse. A farm country. Beautiful. You get up on those ridges and you can see forever around there, Coon Valley and Westby. And a reader sent in a story, and we are reader written here. We asked the readers themselves to tell us a story. And she told the story of the Cornell family. 5 decades ago, settled in Coon Valley. Hazel and Herb led a farming life there. And they raised their sons in a small dairy farm. Up a little hillside on that farm, there's a wild apple tree. And they had long admired it, didn't know much about it, didn't know anything beyond the apples that it gave them every year. Did Johnny Appleseed plant it? Who knows? But they enjoyed the apples there. And someone contacted Dan Bussey, an apple historian, somebody who has written, okay, the illustrated history of apples in the United States and Canada, 7 volumes, 30 years worth of research. This guy knows his apples. He comes out there and asks to see the tree. And they gave him an apple, and he says, I've sampled a lot of apples in my time. It's as good as I've had. And this thing didn't even have a name. So he went about studying the apple and the sweetness level of it, and it was pretty sweet, as apples go. Perfect shape, easy to peel. Figured it'd be outstanding in pies and perfect for kitchen use. So he asked the Cornells, would you approve of me naming this Hazel's Ridge Red? And they did, and so he went ahead and took some graftings, and gave some of these extra trees, I would say, that he made to the family, and he's then given them out to the world, I guess. They're starting to plant this new tree. But what was interesting to me is he's estimating there are something like 19,000 different varieties of apples. His book series catalogs more than 16,000. He's got a little bit more work to go. It was just very cool to me that this Wisconsinite, Dan Bussey, is such a authority in North America on apples, and he found this little tree on this farm. And at the end of the story, he admits he does love apples, but his favorite fruit is what? Blueberries.
It's Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
But when
It's the Drifters on Broadway on WRJN. That was one of the last Drifters songs featuring lead singer Rudy Lewis, who replaced Benny King in 1961. Lewis died of a heart attack in 1964.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride, it's never ending tonight. With me, she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes, looking through my soul. The temptation eyes, you've got to love me.
Come back.
nobody covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people were rescued from a fire early yesterday on Green Street in Racine. Rescue teams got the two people down from the front porch roof. The fire, which started outside, extended into the roof above a second-floor closet, causing $35,000 in damages. A statement says 21 firefighters contained the fire within about 10 minutes. Those two rescued were not injured. In a bizarre incident on Racine's State Street yesterday, a 52-year-old man was bitten by a groundhog and then held on to the animal in an attempt to apparently get it tested. As rescue teams were getting ready to intervene, a bystander with a suitcase stepped in to help secure the groundhog. There were reports today that the groundhog escaped captivity and was back on the loose. The 65th Assembly District Contest is a race to watch tomorrow night. In the wake of Todd Onstad's retirement, Democrats Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood are competing for the nomination in that Kenosha district. Onstad has endorsed DeSmit, citing his local business and educational background. Flood is campaigning on a platform of transparency and reform. The primary winner goes on to face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to a low around 60. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Couple of showers and storms possible Wednesday, a high in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Thursday, high mid 70s. Right now it's 80.
We'll be right back.
Never been a sinner, I never sin. I got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, he's gonna set me up with the Spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up with the Spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and your name is to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Go to the place that's the best.
News, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Your first place Milwaukee Brewers welcome the Dodgers into town tonight. Brewers enjoying a 7.5 game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals. Game time tonight, 7:10. We'll have the pregame for you coming up at 6:35 on WRJN.
The purpose of a man.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend to save 30% or more at WRJN.com. Just click on the big deals tab. You can get gift certificates for local foods, services, and merchandise.
What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
That's Blue Suede's version of Hooked on a Feeling. The other big popular version of that was B.J. Thomas, of course. Well, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Are you having a baby soon? Well, congratulations. Is it going to be a boy? According to a survey, these are the current least favorite male names to name your children. So, my apologies if your name is Chad, Kyle, Aiden, Hunter, Braden, Jaden, Tanner, Brad, Keith, or Caden. Apparently, those names are out.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan and Road just south of Carthage College.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Yeah.
It's the Rascals and Good Lovin' on WRJN, or as they were once called, the Young Rascals. And according to Rolling Stone magazine, the Young Rascals were surprised by the success of that song. They said, "We weren't too pleased with our performance on it. It was a shock to us when it went to the top of the charts." But it did. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Someone